17. Ashton. I lie on my side as Hayden's hand slowly runs through my hair. His cock fills my mouth as drool runs out of the corner. His jeans and the side of my face are wet. My hips gently rock back and forth as Saint plays with my pussy. His thumb makes small circles on my swollen clit. Two fingers slowly go in and out. They're playing with me. My legs are tied with rope that is rubbing against my hot and sweaty skin. I fist my tied hands and try to stretch out my legs, but it's no good. I'm sandwiched between them on the couch. Hayden's cock fills my mouth. I've only got maybe 2 inches. I've seen all 3 of them. But right now, it just feels bigger than usual. Maybe because it's just resting there. I've never done this before. Not like this, anyway. Of course, I've sucked Saint's dick since the night of the vow ceremony. But just held it in my mouth? My natural instinct is to suck. My tongue runs along the head. The skin is so soft, I wish he'd push it to the back of my throat. Something enters my pussy, and I moan around Hayden's dick. His blue eyes drop to look at me, but he doesn't say anything. I sniff, my nose running as bad as the drool out of the corner of my mouth. My eyes sting from unshed tears. My body is begging, but I have no voice. I tense when I feel something at my ass.
Relax,
Saint says, his hand slapping my ass before he rubs circles over the lingering sting.
I want to watch you come with Hayden's cock in your mouth, sweetheart.
I whimper, eyes closing as I try to breathe through my runny nose. Hayden's hand touches my forehead, and this time, when he goes to run his hand through my hair, he grabs a fist of it. Pinpricks spread across my scalp, and it makes my pussy wet. He uses it to push my head down, his thick cock filling my mouth just as something is rubbed on my ass. It's more lube. I open my mouth as wide as I can to breathe, but Hayden just shoves my head farther down. His cock hits the back of my throat, and I gag.
Take it, baby girl,
Hayden says softly.
Open your throat and let me fuck it. You know you want me to.
I do, and I can't deny it. My pussy is soaked, my pulse racing, and if I wasn't gagging on his dick, I'd beg him for it. I thought I was dreaming when Saint woke me up and I saw him and Hayden. He mentioned sharing me with Hayden and Cashton the night in the woods when he took a belt to my ass in front of them. Then he brought it up again the other night while lying in his bed, and I couldn't find my voice to tell him that I wanted it. Too ashamed and embarrassed, I didn't want Saint to think he wasn't enough for me. My hips are grabbed, and a mumbled cry is forced from my full mouth as I'm rolled over onto my knees, and my ass is shoved into the air. The new position pulls on my shoulders since my wrists are tied behind my bent knees. Hayden lets go of my hair only to gather it all in both hands. He pulls my head up as my legs now smash my hands underneath me. My breath is taken away when Saint's cock pushes into my pussy, spreading me wide. Hayden doesn't give me a chance to cry out when he shoves my head down onto his dick. They use me. I lie on the couch, tied up with tears running down my face as Hayden controls my head, forcing me to gag and choke on his dick, while Saint kneels behind me and fucks my pussy. The sound of his body slapping mine fills the room with their heavy breathing. I'm not even sure who I am anymore. My neck hurts and my jaw is sore. I stare at Hayden's wet jeans as drool and snot fall from my face. I feel lightheaded. My vision fades in and out as something enters my ass. It's Saint's finger, and my pussy clenches around his dick as he pounds into me. Something cold runs down my ass, and I know it's more lube when he pushes 2 fingers into it. It hurts and feels good at the same time. A strangled cry is ripped from my lips, and Hayden's hips lift, forcing his cock down my throat and turning the sound into a gag. Fresh tears fall from my eyes as my body rocks back and forth while they both fuck me like I'm a sex doll, hard and fast. It's just as good as I always imagined it would be. As I'm about to lose consciousness, my body heats and my toes curl. White lights flash across my vision, and I realize my mother and her therapist were wrong. Those women being used in the porn I watched weren't acting. They were having the best time of their life.
Saint. My balls begin to tighten as I slam into her cunt, and Hayden pushes her head down on his cock, lifting his hips off the couch. His eyes close and his head falls back, a growl coming from his parted lips as he comes down her throat. My fingers dig into her hips and her pussy clenches down on me while she comes on my dick. He yanks her head from his dick and she gasps. Sobs immediately follow when I slam into her, filling her pussy full of my cum. Fuck, baby girl. He breathes heavily, pushing the wet strands of hair from her drool-covered face. Her pussy pulses around me as I slowly pull out and watch the cum drip from her swollen cunt. He helps me place her shaking body onto her side, but neither of us attempts to untie her. A quick look at the screen shows the movie isn't halfway over yet. You guys having fun without me? Hayden and I look up to see Cashton standing next to the couch. His eyes are on a shaking Ashton. When did he get here? Where the fuck have you been? I called you on my way over. Hayden asks, stretching his arms along the back of the couch, getting comfortable, his wet cock still out of his zipper. Had to take Melanie home, he answers. And my eyes drop to the outline of his hard dick when his hand reaches down to adjust himself. I lean over Ashton, my hand cupping her tear-streaked face. You did so good, I tell her, and she sniffs. But you're not done, sweetheart. She blinks fresh tears from her beautiful blue eyes.
Saint.
My name is spoken roughly as she takes a deep breath.
So tired.
She pulls on the rope. I know, Ash, and you'll get some rest soon, I promise. I push the wet hair from her cheeks as I hear Cashton unzip his jeans, already knowing where this is going. Be my good girl and open your mouth, I order. She shakes her head, her eyes looking up through her wet lashes to see Cashton push his knees into the side of the couch, getting in position, his hard cock already in his hand. He's going to fuck your mouth, and you're going to come for me again.
No. I can't.
She cries, her body shaking uncontrollably. You'll come as many times as I want you to, sweetheart, I inform her. Looking up at Cash, I nod. Plus, you need to practice. I'm going to teach my girl to be the best at sucking dick because if I had a choice, that's what I'd pick. I'm going to use her until she craves it. Then I'm going to show her off to anyone who wants to watch her on her knees. Cashton reaches over, grabs her shoulders, and yanks her to where her head hangs off the edge of the couch. Her voice rings out into the room over the surround sound before he pushes his cock into her open mouth. I pick up the vibrator that I had Hayden bring me earlier and coat it in the lube before I push it into her soaked pussy. I pick up my cell, go to the app, and turn it on. Her body tenses. Cashton throws his head back and groans. Fuck, that's a good girl, sweet cheeks. Suck my cock. I begin to finger her ass as the sound of her gagging and sucking fills the room. He adjusts his hand and moves it behind her neck to tilt it back for a better angle. Her body tries to rock back and forth. He lets go of her neck, wraps his arm around her tied knees, and pulls them toward his body. The new position forces her back to arch, putting her ass up in the air. I remove my finger from her ass only to add a second, then a third. I get more forceful watching her body tighten. I know the moment she comes because her body relaxes for just a second before she tries to fight the vibrator once more, cum now dripping from her pussy. Cashton pulls out of her mouth, and the sound of her trying to catch her breath follows. Fuck, he sighs heavily before pushing back into her. He's slow this time, going deep with long thrusts that force gags out of her. Her body shakes due to the vibrator that's on high. I'm gentle with her ass, not wanting to be too rough on her. It's going to be another long night. It only takes a couple more minutes and he's coming down her throat just like Hayden did. He falls down onto the couch and I pull her over to me. Picking her up, I sit her on my lap and her watery eyes blink up in mine. You okay, sweetheart? I push her hair from her wet face. You did such a good job. You're my good girl. I rock her tired body back and forth as her cries fill the room.
Please.
She sobs. I ignore her and go back to watching the movie. I'm not untying her or removing the vibrator. She'll come for me until I decide she's had enough. After all, a whore should be rewarded for her generosity.